From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia should lead International Year of Creative Economy preparation. U.S. demand for North Sulawesi's frozen fish stays high. Now the news in details. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Mahendra Siregar believes that Indonesia should be able to lead the preparation for the International Year of Creative Economy 2021. The written statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday stated that to this end, Siregar believes that Indonesia should effectively encourage the implementation of the International Year of Creative Economy 2021 for a recovery of the creative economy sector as well as the global economy. The deputy minister made the statement at the opening of the Friends of Creative Economy FCE meeting held on November 11th. The International Year of Creative Economy 2021 is determined by the United Nations, or UN, through the UN General Assembly Resolution No. 74/198 that was initiated by Indonesia as a form of its international leadership in encouraging the advancement of creative economy in the world. Head of the International Trade Division of the North Sulawesi Industry and Trade Office, Darwin Muksin, stated that demand for the region's frozen fish products from the United States has remained high. Darwin Muksin in Manado, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, stated, at the start of 2020, North Sulawesi exported 17.5 tons of frozen fish to the U.S. that generated foreign exchange worth $159,049. Muksin further remarked that the frozen tuna fish sought after by U.S. buyers had been subject to strict and internationally standardized processes. Muksin is optimistic that all local exporters and fishermen would maintain consistency in the quality and quantity of the fish products to ensure they are also maintained until deliveries are made to the destination, especially taking into account the difficulty of convincing the U.S. market of other countries' seeded products. Hungary and Indonesia are gearing up to boost technology cooperation in a variety of fields, including water treatment, transportation, digital financing, medicine, cybersecurity, and startup incubation through virtual business forum Hunindo Tech 2.0. As reported by JakartaNews.com, the forum, to be held from November 17 to 18, will be follow-up on the first Hunindo Tech held in March 2018 with a focus on information and communication technology and innovation. Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia, Judith Pach, explained the forum attracted more than 200 participants from both countries. Pach cited as an example Budapest Waterworks, which between 2016 and 2019 installed water treatment plants in 36 areas across Indonesia, dealing with water scarcity, providing access to clean water for 500,000 people. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden solidified his victory over President Donald Trump on Friday after the state of Georgia went his way, leaving Trump little hope of reversing the outcome through legal challenges and recounts. As stated by Reuters.com, Edison Research, which made the call, also projected that North Carolina The only other battleground state with an outstanding vote count would go to Trump, finalizing the electoral vote tally at 306 for Biden to 232 for Trump. The numbers gave Biden, a Democrat, a resounding defeat over Trump in the Electoral College, equal to the 306 votes Trump, a Republican, won to defeat Hillary Clinton, a 2016 victory that Trump called a landslide. Dominic Cummings, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's most powerful advisor, will still working for Downing Street in mid-December as Johnson tries to reset his premiership after a series of failures in tackling the coronavirus pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com, Cummings, expected to stay until around Christmas, was pictured by Reuters photographers clutching a box as he left Johnson's office in number 10, but the Downing Street said Cummings would continue to work for Johnson's until mid-December, although it was unclear in what capacity and whether he would return to the building. Italy has added more regions to its coronavirus high-risk red zone as cases across the country hit a new daily record. As reported by BBC.com, Campania and Tuscany will join other regions placed under the strictest lockdown measures from Sunday. Authorities in Campania, which includes Naples, have warned that the health system there is close to collapse. Friday's announcement came as Italy confirmed 40,902 new infections, its highest ever daily total. It passed the 1 million mark earlier this week, and there have been more than 44,000 deaths. The government's coronavirus consultant Walter Ricciardi told reporters that the country has 2 to 3 weeks to decide whether to impose a new national lockdown. The Philippines police said at least 42 people have died and 20 others are missing after Typhoon Vamco made landfall in the Philippines. As reported by BBC.com, flooding on the largest island, Luzon, caused landslide, cut off roads, and forced many to flee their homes. Tens of thousands of people have sought shelters in evacuation centers, including in the capital, Manila. The typhoon, known locally as Ulysses, is the 21st storm to hit the country this year. It comes just 1 week after the Philippines was hit by Goni, the most powerful typhoon seen in the country in 7 years. Vamco hit Luzon from late on Wednesday until the early hours on Thursday, submerging many areas. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across Indonesia. The first news comes from Tabanan, Bali. The Indonesian Art Institute ISI Denpasar seeks to actively participate in promoting tourism in Pujungan Village, Tabanan Regency, Bali, by carrying out community service in the local village. The councillor of ISI Denpasar, Professor Igede Arya Sugiarto, said in Denpasar last Wednesday, they made promotional video in accordance with Pujungan Village Tourism Development Program. Pujungan Village has a number of tourist objects, and one of them is the famous Blumantung Waterfall, which is very exotic. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Erlangga University Surabaya developed a region called Region Plus, which is claimed to provide faster detection of COVID-19. Councillor Professor Muhammad Nasih in Surabaya last Wednesday said that Region Plus had the advantage on PCR result, which only took 2 hours, much shorter than the previous region, which took up to 24 hours. This region modification is also intended so that people can carry out PCR tests at a more affordable price and can get faster results. The latest news comes from Solo, Central Java. The oldest buffalo in Solo Keraton Palace collection died last Wednesday due to gastric ulcer disease, which he had suffered from a few days earlier. Heri Sulistyo, one of the palace courtiers who daily takes care of the palace buffalo, said that the white albino buffalo or kobo called Nyai Manisapuh died at the age of 35. With a reduction of one buffalo, according to him, currently there are only 21 buffaloes belonging to the Solo Palace. According to him, the burial of the Nyai Manisapuh buffalo was carried out in Sitinggil Keraton Surakarta. He said the procession was led by the court's religious leader, and before being buried, the buffalo was wrapped in a white shroud. The albino buffalo in the Keraton Solo collection, or also known as a kobo bule, is still considered sacred by some people. In fact, every first Surah or Muharram night, the palace organized a procession which also attended by foreign tourists. In this procession, kobo bule act as cucuk lampah, or the opening of the procession, which is followed by all members of the Keraton Solo family. In fact, some people do not hesitate to pick up the buffalo food scraps or even dung during the procession because they are considered to bring good luck. Listener, that was news from across Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on November 14, 1946 on Mobile Brigade Day. Mobile Brigade Day is the Indonesian national special day to commemorate Mobile Brigade Corps or BRIMOB, which was established on November 14, 1946 with its first name, Mobile Brigade. The Mobile Brigade was the replacement of the previous special force that was established during the Japanese occupation. At that time, it was called Tokubetsu Keisatsutai. The Mobile Brigade began its first duty by disarming the Japanese force, protecting head of state, and defending the capital city. Next event is that in 1970, a DC-9 plane belonging to Southern Airways crashed on the West Virginia Mountains. On November 14, 1970, Southern Airways Flight 932, a charter plane, crashed when approaching Tri State Airport, which is known as Milton J. Ferguson Field in Huntington, West Virginia, in its rear from Kinston, North Carolina. The accident killed 75 passengers, including all training staff and 37 members of Marshall University's football team. The last event is the World Diabetes Day is commemorated on November 14th. World Diabetes Day is annually commemorated on November 14th,
The commemoration of the day coincides with the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, a medical scientist who co-discovered insulin and was the first to use it in humans. Since the inauguration in 1991, the commemoration aims to improve awareness on diabetes. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tersiarkan kisah lelaki tangguh bagai satria, namun saat ia tertati takluk oleh dunia. Rasa racun dunia, yeah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today is on Asian Comprehensive Recovery Framework. The Asian Economic Community Council has agreed on a framework for economic recovery affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesia's drive for this program not to be business as usual or running as usual has encouraged related sectoral bodies to carry out initiative programs according to the predetermined timeline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economic Sector, Airlangga Hartarto, stated in a virtual press conference on Tuesday, the agreement was reached at the 19th Asian Economic Community Council meeting, which was held virtually on Monday. In the press conference, Coordinating Minister Airlangga was accompanied by Minister of Trade, Agus Suparmanto. Coordinating Minister Airlangga explained that the Economic Recovery Framework, called the Asian Comprehensive Recovery Framework, ACRF, was a follow-up to the direction of state leaders at the 36th Asian Summit on June 26, 2020. ACRF involves all Asian pillars, especially the economic pillars, with the focus on handling impacts of COVID-19 in a fast and flexible way, and in several phases, namely reopening, recovery, and resilience. Coordinating Minister Airlangga also said there were five strategies in the ACRF, namely improving the health system, strengthening human resilience, maximizing the potential of the intra-Asian market, accelerating inclusive digitization, and advancing towards a resilient and sustainable future. He added that despite facing a pandemic, Indonesia and other Asian member countries are still committed to implementing economic integration towards an advanced and modern nation through the implementation of the 2025 AAC annual priorities. In 2020, Indonesia has implemented 39% of the commitment, while at the Asian level up to 35%. Minister Airlangga underlined the use of digital technology in the implementation of economic recovery, both for Indonesia and Asian, to increase efficiency and productivity, but also promote inclusiveness and promote innovation. He also stressed the importance of facilitating the movement of people, including business trips, by ensuring the protection of public health. Therefore, Indonesia initiated the formation of the Asian Travel Corridor Arrangement, or TCA, to revive sector affected by COVID-19. Coordinating Minister Airlangga added that the Indonesian government hopes to strengthen economic cooperation between Asian member countries to accelerate economic recovery efforts through synergy between the government and the private sector, in addition by providing quality jobs for all Indonesian people. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
Sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku, engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with 6 levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy. Listener, Grojogan Watu Purbo is open every day from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. local time. Visitors are not charged an entrance ticket, but only vehicle parking fees. The bicycle is charged 2,000 rupiah, motorbike is 5,000 rupiah, car is 10,000 rupiah, and the bus is 20,000 rupiah. From the parking location, visitors still have to take a walk about 50 meters. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Grojogan Watu Purbo. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Keresahan ini tak percaya ku. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Listener, the video game industry in Indonesia is on the rise. In an era of rapidly developing technology like today, playing video games, which were originally a hobby, has become a field for success. The growing trend of game console devices in the world has made the game company from Bandung, Agate, continue to innovate. They are developing a game that can be played on the PlayStation 5, the newest game console device that is currently being discussed. Agate met the game Tirta, which is an adventure genre. In the Great Dictionary of Indonesian Language, the word Tirta means water. While in Balinese, Tirta has a more complete meaning, namely holy water that has been requested and blessed by God. The concept and features of the Tirta game are slightly the same as the popular game Legend of Zelda, but with Indonesian nuances, namely elements of Balinese culture. What makes it interesting from Tirta's game is the female hero. In this game, the hero must perform sacred and ancient rituals in carrying out her mission. There is an element of a campaign to protect the environment in this game, as the hero must deal with man-made damage that poses a threat to many mythical creatures and creatures that inhabit the land. For those of you video game lovers who are curious about this original Indonesian game, you have to be patient because the Tirta game will be released in 2022. However, for those of you who don't have a PlayStation 5 but want to play this game, you don't need to worry because the Tirta game can also be played via other game console devices, such as personal computers, Nintendo Switch, and PlayStation 4. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
menikmati dunia, mengukir cerita cinta. Namun keadaan berbeda memaksa kita untuk berpisah, merelakan. Coba untuk bertahan, tak kuasa ku melupakan kisah kita. Ku bernostalgia. Kenyataan yang ada tak cukup sembuh menghapuskan cinta. Meski kita berbeda, namun rasa ini kan terus ada. Biarlah kita menghadap, pasti kita tuh berpisah, merelakan. Kau dan aku tak lagi satu. Kenyataan yang ada tak cukup sembuh menghapuskan cinta. Meski kita berbeda, namun rasa ini kan terus ada. Biarlah kita menghadap, pastikan
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu, to be sung by M. Rivani. His name is quite popular in Indonesian keroncong music world. The song Kapuk Randu, composed by Gesang, tells about a tree called Ceiba Pentandra. This tree is to have not only a sturdy and beautiful trunk, but also to give benefits for human life. Take for example, its cotton is produced as material for making clothes. At the end of the song's lyrics, Gesang, the keroncong maestro, invites us to contribute to the state and nation of Indonesia. Well, listener, here is M. Rivani with a keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu.
Musik.
pangu tenang dan gagah, bagai pahlawan sedang menjaga tanah airku yang berharga. Oh, batang kapuk randu banyak jasamu terinsan, batang daun kulit buah biji, semua turun berbakti. Agar tentram dan
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kita bersama, namun
selalu aku bertanya, adakah aku di mimpimu? Di hatiku terukir namamu, cinta rindu beradu satu. Namun selalu aku bertanya, adakah aku di hatimu? Telah ku nyanyikan alunan-alunan senduku, telah ku bisikan cerita-cerita gelapmu, telah ku abaikan mimpi-mimpi dan ambisiku. Tapi mengapa engkau kan bisa sentuh hatimu? Bila saja kau di sisiku, beri kau segalanya. Namun tak henti aku bertanya, adakah aku di pintu? Telah ku nyanyikan alunan-alunan senduku, telah ku
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.